The Minister of Trade and Industry, Akosua Ogbabere, has proposed that the GCAP program of the Ghana Standard Authority, which is on hold, should be implemented on a pilot basis. He said high-risk goods should be targeted first because their negative effects on human lives cannot be overemphasized. Mr. Akosua Ogbabere was of the view that the nation's human resource base must not be compromised for economic gains. He made the observation during a familiarization tour of the Ghana Standards Authority headquarters in Accra. Abraham Donko and Salom Tali have the details.
The Ghana Standards Authority, GSA, is mandated, among other things, to inspect, test, certify and accredit products to ensure they conform to standards. In recent weeks, however, the authority has faced some challenges in respect of the implementation of the Ghana Conformity Assessment Program, GCAP. This development led to the postponement of their implementation to next year. After a brief introduction to the imports and benefits to be accrued from the program, Mr. Akosua Ogbabere indicated that the fight against the importation of substandard goods is an enormous one which requires collective efforts. He asked the GSA to collaborate with stakeholders in this regard, saying the safety and welfare of Ghanaians must be prioritized.
We need some language or some law that shifts the thing from destination to predestination. Because my understanding from the WTO is that most countries are moving away from predestination. One of them is Europe, and are almost all coming to destination because something can happen to the visa, you are people who expect them in Hong Kong or Guangzhou or Miami. And by the time it gets to Ghana, it's different. So rather than worry yourself about what is happening at the point of shipment, but when the goods have arrived in your country, and it confirms all your standards, and it comes in. If it becomes easy, then burn it.
The executive director of the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. George Krensel, was grateful to the minister for his visit. He appealed to him to aid the GSA to implement the GCAP, which would not only ensure standards, but ultimately promote quality health of the citizenry.